Not quite as remarkable in character, but more influential than all the others combined, was Charles Lyell. Lyell was born in the year that Hutton died, and only 70 miles away in the village of Kinnordie. Though Scottish by birth, he grew up in the far south of England, in the New Forest of Hampshire, because his mother was convinced that Scots were feckless drunks. As was generally the pattern with 19th-century gentleman scientists, Lyell came from a background of comfortable wealth and intellectual vigour. His father, also named Charles, had the unusual distinction of being a leading authority on the poet Dante and on mosses. Orthotricium Lyelli, which most visitors to the English countryside will at some time have sat on, is named for him. From his father, Lyell gained an interest in natural history, but it was at Oxford, where he fell under the spell of the Reverend William Buckland, he of the flowing gowns, that the young Lyell began his lifelong devotion to geology. Buckland was a bit of a charming oddity. He had some real achievements, but he is remembered at least as much for his eccentricities. He was particularly noted for a menagerie of wild animals, some large and dangerous, that were allowed to roam through his house and garden, and for his desire to eat his way through every animal in creation. Depending on whim and availability, guests to Buckland's house might be served baked guinea pig, mice in batter, roasted hedgehog, or boiled Southeast Asian sea slug. Buckland was able to find merit in them all, except the common garden mole, which he declared disgusting. Almost inevitably he became the leading authority on coprolites, fossilized feces, and had a table made entirely out of his collection of specimens. Even when conducting serious science, his manner was generally singular. Once Mrs. Buckland found herself being shaken awake in the middle of the night, her husband crying in excitement, "My dear, I believe that Cheirotherium's footsteps are undoubtedly testudinal." Together they hurried to the kitchen in the nightclothes. Mrs. Buckland made a flour paste, which she spread across the table, while the Reverend Buckland fetched the family tortoise. Plunking it onto the paste, they goaded it forward, and discovered to their delight that its footprints did indeed match those of the fossil Buckland had been studying. Charles Darwin thought Buckland a buffoon. That was the word he used. But Lyell appeared to find him inspiring, and liked him well enough to go touring with him in Scotland in 1824. It was soon after this trip that Lyell decided to abandon a career in law and devote himself to geology full time. Lyell was extremely short-sighted, and went through most of his life with a pained squint which gave him a troubled air. Eventually he would lose his sight altogether. His other slight peculiarity was the habit, when distracted by thought, of taking up improbable positions on furniture, lying across two chairs at once, or resting his head on the seat of a chair while standing up, to quote his friend Darwin. Often when lost in thought, he would slink so low in a chair that his buttocks would all but touch the floor. Lyell's only real job in life was as Professor of Geology at King's College in London from 1831 to 1833. It was around this time that he produced The Principles of Geology, published in 3 volumes between 1830 and 1833, which in many ways consolidated and elaborated upon the thoughts first voiced by Hutton a generation earlier. Although Lyell never read Hutton in the original, he was a keen student of Playfair's reworked version.